Britney's shit list is pretty much what I'm going to title this episode. And damn it, rightfully so, bitch. Rightfully so, child. I'll tell you one thing. It's been a long time coming. A long time coming for freedom. Free your mind. All right, freedom. It's been a long time coming for freedom. Not just for Britney, damn it, but for anything that's just chained, shackled. You know, human trafficking, child trafficking, sex trafficking is real. I talk about this all the time. But what a beautiful day. But now moving ahead, you know, our girl, you have to understand and get ready, Chapel's Corner. She has been stifled, muted, drugged, lithiumed, all that shit, threatened, manipulated, all of this stuff. Literally, like I said, trafficked by her own family, human trafficked by her own father. I don't know what I say. That's what it was, damn it. Because you made her a slave worker, so to speak, and came to touch her money. So what I'm basically saying now is you have her coming out at Christina Aguilera. I'll make this brief. And also, it was Christina Aguilera. Claus is coming out, honey. Yes. And also, she's make a statement. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up when she was on the Twitter, I believe. Here is Britney saying, on Instagram, it says, I might as well do a hint of my thoughts on the gram before I go set things square on at Oprah. I mean, who knows? I do know how embarrassing it is to share the fact that I've never seen cash or wasn't able to drive my car. But honestly, it still blows my mind every day I wake up how my family and the conservatorship were able to do that and did that to me and to do what they did to me. I'm used to keeping peace for my family and keeping my mouth shut. But this time, I have not forgotten. And bitch, listen, Chapel's Corner. I decided, damn it, all of a sudden, bitch, because I have the right Chapel's Corner. I want to have it stricken from the record that I said I want to call this shit, Britney shit list? No, bitch. I want to call this is, I forgive, but I don't forget. And let me tell you something, the bitch don't even forgive. You know, but never forget. Britney Spears, hashtag, never forget. Help me, Chapel's Corner, you got ideas? Not in the time, but by the time you're listening to this, I already decided, bitch. But moving on. This is what we're doing here. We are now exposing people. You see, let her talk and let her say her piece. I don't care how annoyed you are, bitch. I don't give a fuck how boring. I don't give a fuck if she don't even sound sometimes. And I'm not saying that there are times where she sounds like she's not making sense. All I'm saying is, Britt, if you're going to talk from here on out, especially as you have more right to speak, bitch, I'm going to listen all day. And one thing Brittany is saying, and one thing she's been saying, is that effing family. Now, damn it, TMZ. Now, caught up to the mom, Lynn Spears. Ooh, Yvonne. Mother to mother. Yvonne, I hope. I don't know, but I know you've been following the Britney situation. I want you all to, if you see her mother, sure, she's trying to keep her mouth shut. She have a mask on because it's the COVID. Speaking of the COVID, I was at the supermarket the other day. And, you know what? Forget the COVID. I'm just going to go back to Britney because it's important. Going back to Britney, she had the mask on, Lynn Spears, and she's going down. TMZ caught up to her. They want to know, moving forward, is she going to speak to her, Britney? Does she think she's going to see her for the holidays, like Thanksgiving, all this kind of stuff? Oh, the eyes is the window to the soul, honey. The eyes is the window to the soul, and so is motherfucking body language. I think body language might be a close motherfucking second, bitch. And I'm looking at Lynn, and Lynn look like she... Lynn eyes is dark. And I don't mean by the color, sweetheart. I just mean by it looks soulless and empty. Like, this is just an empty show, okay? They asked her before the elevator closed, Lynn, is there anything you want to say to your daughter? And she just sat there. That she wanted to, like, she's trying to figure out what to do. You know, I don't know. And then she didn't say anything. Right before the door closed again, TMZ asked her, Lynn, anything. Like, come on. You come on, don't make yourself look like that bitch on camera. You really gonna be that bitch? You really gonna be that mother that looks like that? And she just put the prayer in hands. And he's like, okay, prayers. You're sending prayers. No, sweetheart. Mm-mm. What goes wrong here? What the fuck went wrong when you look at, you see human trafficking in real time, your own children? Is the same way to this day when it come to JonBenet Ramsey. Hello, somebody. That's an old cold case. But I feel like at the end of the day, the parents had something to do with it. Come on, something is wrong, boy. At what point do you birth a child? Love the child. Get into the industry. Is that what you birthed a child for? Then you got addicted to the money. If you just manage the money right, if you just invest the money right, from the time she was a girl, bringing in all of that, and then even then, why would you have to at some point, why do you need her to make money? At some point when she was a child and you was on top of her as manager and guardianship, why didn't you do the right things with your proper share of the money to make sure that you all ate? You know, what is this about him or the mother that went with him? Listen, sweetheart, Chavo's Corner, everybody listen to me. I talk real. Do not think for one second that there's not women out there who have children with men and will see things going on and will look the other way and act as if they don't see it going on or for whatever. Some people put the man before the child, whether it's the husband, whether it's the boyfriend, whether it's the fiance or not. Some people do. I have friends that was in that situation. The parents divorced. Mother was going through things. The boyfriend was eating better than them. They ate the scraps. I know. I'm just telling you what I know. It ain't everybody, but it's people out here. Okay? So, bottom line, when I'm sitting here thinking about this shit, I'm like, no. Okay, so when she's going to talk. She's going to talk to Christina Aguilera. She came out on red carpet. Did Christina Aguilera come out? Aguilera. Come out and say something at some point as far as this is what was going to happen to her is wrong? Yes. Okay. What Britney is mad about, and boy, I'm telling you, she's a Sagittarius. She's on fire, boy. It's a fire sign. It's a fire. It's a fire. Just fucking get ready for Britney's fire is all I'm saying. She gonna do Thanksgiving, bitch. Both our birthdays is next week. Mine first, hers second. Literally, mine's first, hers on the second. Dead motherfucking ass, okay? She gonna turn the fuck up. But now that she's free, bro, it's like anybody. That's a different type of situation. You might as well have a Kimmy Schmidt on your hands. It wasn't 15 years in no bunker. It was 13 years in a conservatorship. A bitch is like, as far as I'm concerned, like, it's not exactly the same, but it's motherfucking close. Close enough for me to use it as an example, which I did. But moving on, this is what we got going on here. She's going to talk. Now she's talking about her family, bro. The mother had said she prays. She thinks she's going to see Britney. No, the mother and her eyes look dead. She look like she's trying to figure out what the fuck to do. She looking like she dead as a motherland. Mother to motherland. Lynn, you know damn well what you did. You know that fuck man, your ex-husband, for whatever reason, filthy Lucas sake, whatever it was, he was cheating on you, you wanted to keep him, maybe your insecurities, whatever it is, you know what you did to your child. You know what you did to your own child. You know what you did to your own child. You know how many times your child cried out to you, mom. Even to this day, my child say mama, mom, and mama. Dead ass. Still don't know how to fucking say daddy. And I sent a text message to my his father the other day. And what did I say to him? He didn't like it. He didn't really like it, but you know what I meant? It says, when a kid says, daddy, I want my mommy, that's the kid version of saying, I'd like to speak to your supervisor. I'm going to read that again to you. It says, when a kid says, daddy, I want my mommy, that's the kid version of, I'd like to speak to your supervisor. So I'll give you a perfect example. My child started saying, mama, about literally 8 months early, like just mama, loud and clear, and just mama. If he's really needing me, ma. But literally, mom, these three things. And every day, ever since. And so one day, I was tired and I needed to take a nap. And his father wanted to take him outside, which is fine. But it was a kind of thing like, you know, I'm very, you know, with my child, I'm just like, what time of day it is? What is the temperature? What's going on outside? I don't trust my name. You don't think, what is it? So I specifically said, I'm about to get up in like 5 to 10 minutes. I'm good. He could just stay here. Like, I'm getting up. Don't take him outside. And I didn't know that I was more tired or needed a little bit more sleep, because apparently I had dozed off back to sleep that quickly, like within like a blink of an eye, less than a minute or two. I'm sure mothers understand. It's just sleep just hit me. And all of a sudden, because as a mother, this is eternal, it's the umbilical cord or whatever, I felt like I was deep in the sleep. And I literally heard, I told him, don't take him outside, because change diaper. Don't take him outside. Just put him back here when you're done. Whatever. Even if I had dozed off, he should have just woke me up and just said, here's the baby back. I changed the diaper. I'm going to go do A, B, C, or D. I dozed off without knowing. And all of a sudden, in my sleep, I hear, mama. I literally, in my sleep, I'm dead tired. I rose up in the sleep, sat up straight. My eyes still closed. I'm like, yes. My eyes still closed. Then I opened them, still tight. I looked over. He got the child dressed in pants and a damn jacket and the hat and everything to go outside. And even he was looking at me like, he said, oh, and he looked at me like, wow. And I said, didn't I tell you that the child ain't going outside? Bring the child back to me. So at that point, I'm like, even he was like, you know, nigga, mama, motherfucker, you taking me outside? Where the hell is my mother? I want to see your supervisor. Because I could have sworn I heard her say, no, type of thing. So Brittany, going back to her, it have to be a hurting pain. I told you on the episode, I told you about my mother, which, you know, what she did to me, even though we're still strong and everything's great now, but it had to feel some kind of betrayal to say, mama, mom, mama, 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 mama. You know, I don't understand. From the time your child is a child crying for you, learn to say mama. Even now, he says so much and so good. I'm like, damn, I almost wish sometimes that he can say mama so good, because I have to answer. I can't not answer, because it took him so long and so hard to work everything in him to learn how to say mama, 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 mama. So I go, it breaks my heart. No matter how much I run from him, and sometimes I'm tired, I would rather be the one running for him. I don't want to see him cry too much. There's fake tears and there's real tears. I'm drying them. I can't understand how the fuck Lynn Spears sat there with her baby girl, watched her husband. But don't be surprised. It's women out there like that that know their husbands are touching their daughters or sons. Listen, Chopper Squad, I'm telling you the truth. And because they just want to shield themselves from the pain, they will tell themselves and even tell the child that reached out to them and say, mom, 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 mom. For my life, every time my child reached out to me, this is why. When that man died, when the fucking cop was pressing on his neck and he cried for his mama, they said when he cried out for his mother, all mothers were called. And I was pregnant at the time. I didn't even understand yet. But yeah, when you calling out for your moms, you calling out for your moms. And I'm telling you, one hurting pain that Brittany got is her fucking mother. That's something, I'm not saying it can't heal. I done seen God heal a lot of things, sweetheart. But if Lynn is scared, Lynn look like she regret what she did. Like, she knows she lost her daughter. Like, this guy that she did it for is a creep. He's not even with her no more. Y'all not together. He's trying to save himself before he started to save y'all. He's not even obligated because you're not even his wife anymore. And at the end of the day, your children mean more than anything. And Brittany ain't even messing with you. And now Brittany got it back. What happened here is what they did not expect. For Brittany, the underdog. I'm going to tell you right now, always root for the underdog. Always root. If you're not rooting for the underdog, you're a fool. Everybody roots for the favorite. Keep on betting and running for the favorite, because the favorite is going to deliver. But for such a price, you'll get paid off of it. But it's when the long shot gets his day. The people that bet on a long shot, usually when they bet on a long shot, they're not betting much at all, because nobody's thinking about the long shot. The long shot is a person that has potential, but you're not looking. Now, when that long shot busts out, when that potential comes into full force, it's something about when you're minding your business and you're watching that favorite, then all of a sudden you be like, oh my God, here comes the underdog. I don't care if it's racing or whatever. Who didn't have the resources, who didn't have the capabilities, who didn't have the, it didn't matter what it was, no matter what it was compared to the favorite, that everybody's betting on, which means that even if the favorite wins, you got to split that pot with a bunch of million people that was betting on them. When it comes to the underdog, if you bet it on them, you bet it for low, 9 out of 10, because they not because you thought they was worth that, but the world thought that they was worth that. Hey, I'm trying to talk to somebody. But at the same time, it was only 2 to 3 of y'all that bet it because y'all believed and y'all had faith because y'all understand the power of the underdog. And when that pays out, that 2, 3, or 15 out of the fucking hundreds of thousands that bet on favorite get cashed out big time. And when the favorite is coming through, everybody's in shock because it's the last thing they would suspect. So it's a miraculous moment. It's almost like a, oh my God, look at them go. Look at them run. Look at the stamina. Yeah, look at me. And I'm coming through because you didn't expect that. Now, people, if you're the underdog and people are trying to hold you down, when you have your underdog moment, like Britney's having, they are scared shitless. This is the last thing they saw coming because everything they did before this time was to oppress you. What did they do about this time or during this time was to uplift you. Now they see you have a voice. Britney have a whole goddamn army. They are shitting bricks. And let me tell you something about Britney because I'm a Sagittarian at heart. As mad as she is, she still got a heart. All they got to do, it's not even about bowing down to kissing ass, is in true honesty, repent, not just to her, but God, because he gave you that child, Lynn. He gave you that child, Lynn, and he trusted you with that child, and he blessed you with a child that blessed that family, and you turned around for filthy Luca's sake. Hello, somebody. I'm furious. You know what I'm saying? To use that child and pimp that child, that's just so disgusting, you know? I don't believe that Britney don't got a forgiving heart because, bitch, I got one too. But the one thing about a Sagittarius, forgiving heart or not, we have a longer memory. We just can remember everything. It's a gift and it's a curse. And also, it helps us to shape our future. I am no dummy. I know that history repeats itself in real history, but I also know that history repeats itself in real time in my life. And I try to do the best I can every day to stay away from fuck shit and fuck people. Because no matter what I say, what the fuck I do, I'm not ruining your life. I'm not sleeping with your husband. I'm not touching your young son. I ain't doing none of that nonsense here. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm just simply saying I stay the hell out of the way. But one thing's for sure and two things for certain, you're always going to remember what? The people who put you in hard times and the people who were there for you when you were in hard times or even got you out of hard times when you were in hard times. That's the two things that you're going to remember, okay? This is Britney's day. All I'm saying is get used to her saying that. You know, she applauded Lady Gaga, said it brought tears to her eyes for her to just simply speak on it. Lady Gaga didn't even touch on her own personal space, but speak on it, okay? Christina, she got pictures of y'all since I was younger. Yes, you did say something, and you also said she was happy for her. But somewhere along the way, she have to feel hurt. That she must have confided in you sometime along the way for you to sit to her, for you to sit there and act like you don't know. Or you didn't have to say anything. You didn't have to say everything. But it just seems as if, you know, did you jump on for clout or not? And if you think Britney's overreacting, bitch, even if you think she is, let the bitch go. Let her go off. Let her go off. Let her talk. Let her rant. Let her do what she got to do. She got to get it out. It's not for us to be like, bro, I'll sit there and listen to Britney rant for like 5 years straight, bro. Even if I get tired of it, but like, Britney, you said this like 45 fucking times. Bitch, I'm here. Because you didn't have 13 years anywhere, a platform to say what the fuck it was you want to say. And so on that note, Chavez, contacts, sweethearts, and darlings. Turkey Day is coming, y'all. Is y'all excited? A bitch making a turkey. Yes, I am. Making a turkey this year. Mom making one too. Mine gonna come out good, I know, but just in case it doesn't. Now, I don't make a turkey every year. I don't make a turkey all the time for Thanksgiving necessarily. I do make turkeys, it doesn't have to be for that holiday. I don't necessarily believe in it. The Native Americans, as far as not the Native Americans, but the whole story of Christopher Columbus, pilgrims coming in, eventually putting on reservations, stealing all their knowledge of how to cultivate the land. Because the truth is, when they came and landed on Plymouth Rock, it was fall, winter. They already did the harvest, okay? The Native Americans already had what they needed to survive the winter into the spring when they could plant and soil the ground again. These people came and they didn't have anything. Whatever they had came on the boats with had already been eaten and was just done off. So if we're not for the first Thanksgiving, meaning the Native Americans of the land sharing their food with them and getting them through that first winter, they would have never survived. And so in return, you know what they did? When spring came and all of that, and they started to realize how good they got it here in this land, they learned all the tricks of the trade, how to do everything, harvest the land and all of that, and they eventually put them on reservation. Now, the biggest story that's been coming out lately concerning Native Americans is in Canada, as they're digging in ground to build, I don't know, new schools, hotels, homes. Do not quote me. They're finding a large amount of Native American burial grounds for children grave sites, like mass children grave sites in ground, because the Canadian and United States government would adopt out Native American children, literally without cause or reason. Just come in, and you could go to the doctor, they just make up any kind of excuse and just say, this child needs to be removed from your home, a Native American child from a Native American home, then placed into the foster care adoption system, where they would intentionally and eventually get adopted out to white Caucasian families, because the understanding was the younger they get them to go into these white Caucasian American families, the easier it would be for them to eventually assimilate to white culture, eventually killing off and dying off their original culture, heritage, and things of that nature. And so some people never saw their families again. And some of these kids were killed. Because if we can't even get you to assimilate, why don't we just kill some of you off? And that's something that's been going on for a long time. You know, and it's just resurfaced in the past year or two as people, especially in Canada. New York participated in this a lot. The United States, period, participated in this a lot. The adopting out. Intentional, I would say, child kidnapping of a Native American children, specifically always putting them in Native American homes, white homes, to the point that the white people, when the Native American families would say, why did you take this child? Nothing was wrong. And even if you did take the child, we're a tribe of maybe 200-300 or whatever situation is. There's too many other people that can care for this child. Bring them back to us. Never happened. Okay. Never happened. And so eventually they would start to make it seem the white families would come in and go to the Supreme Court and say, well, now if you go to Supreme Court and you win, it becomes a law. So they'll go and say, and they had a right to say this, but at the time you couldn't tell whose intentions were right and who were intentions wrong. But their claim was that it's racist, or it's discriminatory to tell them that just because they're white and they're adopting a Native American or a black child or something of that nature, that they're part of that kind of a plan. Basically, don't discriminate on people who are white who want to adopt out or take kids of a different color, which I do agree with. But at the time, clearly something was going on. So I just wanted to raise awareness, you know, again about that during this time, because you know, what they tell you and what it really is something totally different. So, yeah, I'm definitely still on a Free Britney train, bitch. Looking to free Amanda. I want Britney to be happy, but, you know, as a human being, whether you have money, no money, that kind of happiness she's going to have to build on her own. It ain't going to be Sam. Sam Ashcari can't do it all. You know, be putting it. Pets can make you happy, but, you know, she has to find her niche, and we have to, she's going to air some people out. And I think a lot of people are shitting bricks. I think that when I seen Jamie at TMZ with her eyes looking so dark and soulless, like the lights was on and nobody was home. And no, I'm not getting that impression because she didn't just simply talk. I think she just knows better now to just shut her mouth. But I just feel like as a mother, I think if she was really happy, she would have had more like Britney, but you're just so... What's going on, then? You know it's over. You know it's checkmate. Do not fuck with those. Don't fuck with nobody, really, period. Most of all, God Almighty, who's on Britney's, got Britney back. Don't do that. Yeah. And I think that's all I pretty much got to say. Lynn knows. That's why she looked like that. She's not that confident. There's no confident look in her eyes. No confident look in her body language. Everything pretty much said, I wish I didn't catch up to you all. I'm just trying to get over here. And you know you messed up. As somewhere as a parent, you know what you did. And why is it that you just realizing it now that us as a world is exposing you? Would you have ever seen it? what it would have been, year 20, you would have still been doing it, trying to tell Britney that it was because of love, hashtag I care a lot, like that movie on Netflix. You know, this is sick, man. This is so sickening. What about if she have a new baby? Yeah. What about the damage that they did not only to her, but her relationships that she had with her sons during those 13 years of conservatorship, seeing as she was not herself and stressed out? Could you imagine? I know they love her, and I know she loves them too. And they're a K-Fed, and I think the understanding she said is that they see her when they want, and they see her. They make plans to see her, and she doesn't pressure them or whatever. But when they come, she's super happy, and that's it. For the most part, they were K-Fed, and I've always said everything with K-Fed is fine. Everybody's running, worried about K the Fed. No, it was never about K-Fed, bro. It was about the daddy. That was a sneaky devil we never saw coming in, just counting pennies. I can't wait till they release the receipts. Mm-hmm. Showing up everything that daddy and them bought and tallied up. Mm-hmm. I want her to sue. You see, she said, our family, when you keep quiet all you want. But they took advantage of that. They took full advantage of the situation. You wasn't running for that. You know, if you was on your Lynn, if you was on your daughter's side, your child, it wouldn't matter if it was a boy or girl, if you was on your child's side. When this man was coming and all of this, even if you didn't see clearly during the marriage and y'all got divorced, she would have said, my mother has been here. She would have said, my sister has been here. She's been all alone fighting. That's terrible. Terrible, terrible fight. So once again, we're going to see what's going on here. She's clapping back, bitch, and I'm here for it. Go get some popcorn too. Love you all, and I'll see you all next time here on Chapel's Counter. And I think I am going to call Britney's a shitless because I completely forgot the other thing I said I was going to call it, honey. And I'm sure you did too. Mwah. Love you. Bye.